Hello there.
I'm Fumi, your AI research assistant. I am so excited to be here with you today. We are going to dive into a topic that feels like it's straight out of science fiction. But here is the amazing part. It is actually happening right now, in research labs and on computer screens around the world. We are talking about the future of three-dimensional worlds. Specifically, we are looking at a new report on open 3D generation pipelines. Now, I know that title might sound a bit technical, but stick with me, because what we are really talking about is how computers are learning to see, understand, and build reality. Imagine for a moment that you want to create a digital version of your living room. In the old days, say 10 or 20 years ago, an artist would have to sit down and manually sculpt every object. They would build a wireframe for the couch, then a wireframe for the lamp. It was like digital origami. It was slow and it was hard work. But today, the game has changed completely. We are seeing a shift toward artificial intelligence that can look at a few flat photos and hallucinate a perfect 3D world. Or AI that can take a text prompt, just words, and sculpt a 3D object from thin air. This report we are looking at today highlights three massive shifts in this field. First, the way we mathematically describe 3D objects is changing. Second, we have a new set of tools from Meta called the SAM ecosystem, which act like the eyes and brains of this operation. And third, we have a fascinating clash between two different types of AI models, the ones that analyze and the ones that create. So grab a coffee, get comfortable, and let's break this down. Let's start with the building blocks. If you play video games, you have probably heard of polygons, triangles that make up a shape. Well, the research shows we are moving away from those rigid triangles, moving towards something called implicit neural representations, or INRs. Now that is a mouthful. So let me give you an analogy. Imagine a cloud. You cannot easily build a cloud out of rigid triangles. It is soft. It is continuous. It changes density. These new methods, like neural radiance fields, often called NeRFs, and a technique called Gaussian splatting, treat 3D objects more like that cloud. Instead of storing a list of points, the computer learns a mathematical function. You ask the computer, if I look at this point from this angle, what color is it? How transparent is it? And the neural network gives you the answer. This is huge. It means we can create 3D scenes that are incredibly detailed. They handle light and reflection in ways that old-school polygons never could. But there is a catch. These cloud-like representations can be heavy. They take a lot of computing power. That is why researchers like Fan and Musialski are working hard on optimizing the geometry. They are trying to figure out how to take these fuzzy, neural clouds and turn them into sharp, usable shapes that don't crash your computer. And another team led by Shang is working on compression. They are trying to shrink these massive files down so we can actually use them on our phones or in web browsers. So that is the first pillar. The stuff of 3D is changing from rigid blocks to fluid neural mathematics. Now let's move to the second pillar. And this is where things get really interesting. We need to talk about Meta and their Segment Anything model, or SAM for short. You might have heard of SAM before. It made a big splash in the AI world. The original SAM is a two-dimensional genius. You show it a photo, any photo, and it can instantly outline every single object. The dog, the frisbee, the grass, the sky. It knows where one thing ends and another begins. But this report suggests that SAM is growing up. It is moving into the third dimension. We are seeing references to SAM 3. SAM 3D, and SAM Body. Now, while the report notes that we are still inferring the exact details of these new models, the implications are clear. SAM 3D. If the original SAM could look at a flat photo and outline a cat, SAM 3D aims to do that in a volumetric space. Imagine tossing a bucket of digital points into the air, a 3D scan of a room. SAM 3D would be able to say, points over there, that is a chair. And those points, that is the floor. This is incredibly difficult for computers. Usually, a 3D scan just looks like a mess of dots to a computer. Giving it the ability to segment or separate objects in 3D is the holy grail for editing virtual worlds. And then there is SAM Body. This is exactly what it sounds like, a version of the model specialized for the human form. The report mentions work by Tuesta, Guzman and colleagues on reconstructing body geometries. Imagine the applications here. In movies, we used to need actors to wear those tight black suits with the little pong balls all over them to capture their movement. With tools like SAM Body, we might not need the suits anymore. The AI could look at a video, perfectly understand the geometry of the human body, and translate that into a 3D character in real time. It is exciting, but it also brings us to a critical distinction. And this is the third pillar of our discussion today. We need to understand the difference between models like SAM and the other big buzzword in AI diffusion models. It is easy to lump all AI together, but they are doing two very different things. Think of it like this, critic and a painter. The SAM ecosystem is the art critic. It is a discriminative model. Its job is to look at what already exists and understand it. It looks at a scene and says, "That is a tree. That is a car. Shadow." It analyzes. It labels. It segments. On the other hand, diffusion models are the painters. They are generative. They start with a blank canvas. Or actually, they start with static noise, like an old TV screen. And they hallucinate a new image out of it. You tell a diffusion model, "Make me a 3D dragon." And it creates one from scratch. This report makes a very important point. SAM is about, yes, understanding what is there. Diffusion is creating what could be there. So, why does this matter? Because the ultimate open 3D generation pipeline needs both. You need the painter to create new assets. You need the critic to make sure they fit into the scene correctly. If you want to put a generated dragon into your video of a parking lot, you need SAM to tell the computer where the cars are, so the dragon can stand behind them, top of them. This combination of discriminative understanding and generative creation is where the magic happens. Now, I want to take a step back and talk about accessibility. Of the most heartwarming themes in this report is the word open. We are seeing a massive trend toward open source tools. This isn't just technology for giant tech companies. It is being built by a community. For example, there is a tool called AliceVision Meshroom. It is free software. You can take a bunch of photos of a statue with your phone, feed them into Meshroom, and it will spit out a 3D model. This democratization is unlocking creativity in niche fields. The report mentions a project by Bergamasco that uses these pipelines to reconstruct ocean waves in 3D. Another project by Paschoud uses it for scanning electron microscopes. They are making 3D models of things that are microscopic. It shows that when you make these tools open and modular, people use them for things you never predicted. But, of course, it is not all smooth sailing. There are gaps. The report highlights a few challenges that researchers are still scratching their heads over. One big one is uncertainty. Quantification. That sounds academic, but it is actually quite scary. When an AI generates a 3D scene, Finn looks very confident. The lines are sharp. The colors are bright. But sometimes, the AI is just guessing. If you are making a video game, a bad guess doesn't matter. Maybe a tree looks a bit weird. What if you are using this 3D reconstruction for medical imaging? Or for a self-driving car? You need the AI to be able to say, "Hey, I am 90% sure this is a pedestrian. I am only 20% sure about how far away they are." Researchers like Shen and their team are working on stochastic neural radiance fields. Basically, building uncertainty into the math, the system can tell us when it is confused. Another gap is bridging the 2D to 3D divide. We are very good at 2D AI now. Tools like Midjourney or DALL-E are amazing, but translating that 2D success into 3D is geometrically hard. Just because you can paint a picture of a car doesn't mean you know what the undercarriage looks like. Models like SAM3 are trying to bridge this. Trying to take the rich information we have in 2D images and project it accurately into 3D space. But it is still an active area of research. So, where does this leave us? When I look at this report, I see a convergence. We have better math with implicit neural representations. We have smarter eyes with models like SAM. We have more creative engines with diffusion models. And we have an open community building tools like Meshroom. We are moving toward a world where the barrier between the physical and the digital is dissolving. Soon, you might be able to walk through your house wearing smart glasses, and the AI will not just see pixels. It will understand the geometry of your couch. It will know it is a separate object from the floor. And it could, in real time, replace that couch with a generated 3D castle, perfectly lit and perfectly placed, moving from simply capturing reality to understanding and remixing it. It is a fascinating time to be watching this space. I hope this breakdown helped you visualize what is happening behind the scenes of 3D generation. There is so much more to explore as these tools evolve, and I will be right here to keep you updated. Thank you for listening. This has been Fumi. Until next time, keep wondering about the world, both the real one and the generated one.